Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. It's Friday, and today we are still talking about intuition, psychic energy, psychic development, and taking calls. And we do have a couple of callers in the queue, 330 and 631. We're going to be getting to your calls momentarily. The call-in number, 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. The number for further conversation, 562-596-7818. And we would love your support on our social media and here on Blog Talk Radio. Please do follow our show and join us on Facebook under Neil and Kristen Baker or Neil Baker Psychic. Actually, please support both pages. We really appreciate it if you do so. There's also a Twitter account you may follow. And I think that's it. Let's take some calls, Neil, and get into our discussion. So 330 is first and 631. Hi.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. The last gentleman didn't work out, but someone else from years ago has returned, and I have his birthday, and I wondered how it was going to go.
Oh, so the post office guy didn't work out, the guy that you, the customer.
No.
So yeah. What happened, just real briefly?
We tried. It just wasn't, he's too focused on family and all that. And
saying that I thought that that might be a problem because of the family situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was right. And it's 41571. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so another guy has come in. Go ahead.
73187.
Okay, so there's a little bit of an age difference, which is
not
necessarily bad, but it's about 16 years. 731, so it's 11, 21, 21, he's a 36, 9, 9, 1. And any details that you want to share with us, any small details about, he came back from a previous relationship with him before, or what?
Yes, I let him go before because I don't know, the age, and I thought he should decide if he wanted to have kids and all that and get his career together and all that. But we recently met again, and it was like we never were apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
like
go ahead.
It was just like 5 minutes had passed instead of years.
Wow. So has anything moved into a romantic stage yet, or is it still just conversing?
No. He came over. It was very nice. We just kind of held each other.
Okay.
All evening and talked.
Well, Kim, you have a complicated situation. First page of the situation is that this is a karmic relationship. It has a very strong past life energy. The months add up to his day and month. And the days add up to your karmic number of 10. Now, that is significantly a past life energy. So what's happening is that the energy from that past life has moved over into this lifetime. So you've known him before, you were in a relationship with him before, and that life was never completed. And so now we jump forward, also including all the other past lives you've each had unrelated to one another, but you're bringing that history too into the energy, which now results at this point in time with a vast age difference to some respect, about 16 years. And complications being that it's an on and off again relationship. What pulls you together is the past life intensity and the energy that was going on in that past life. So it's rekindled and it becomes an intense part of the present interest. So it's compounded. Past life agenda compounded with this life agenda. But here's your problem. The age difference can be a problem. Not necessarily, it's not a deal breaker, but it does present some problematic issues, but again, not a deal breaker.
So just, can I interject something or ask a question? Kim, when you had previous relationship there, it sounds like there may be some maturity issues with him at that point.
I think there was, but I think he's gotten past most of that.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Your master numbers together become your master number in total. Your years are aligned.
Yeah.
8/7 and 7/1. You got some good things going.
His year becomes her day. 8/7.
Yeah.
I mean, without the century. The 7/1 is his first and third number. I mean, it's like lots of.
Yeah, there's enough to say why it's there. But now we have to turn the page and we say, will it last? Possibly. Does he have a brother or any siblings?
He has a sister and a best friend that's like a brother.
Have they ever been part of your connection to him? Pro or con?
No, I've never met them.
Has he ever spoken about them in a negative or positive fashion?
It's always positive.
Okay. See, what I'm doing, Kim, is I'm trying to analyze the family, the tribal structure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have any siblings?
I have a younger sister.
Is there a negative relationship with a sister?
With mine, yes.
Yeah. No? It's positive?
No, my sister's negative.
Negative, yes. So
yeah.
It was negative.
Okay.
Because that's a memory. It was not a psychic vibe,
okay.
But that's from my memory.
And have any of your parents or his parents been divorced?
Mine should have been, but they're not. And he has a stepfather.
Okay. Of the two of you, which would be more interested in going camping? Tent camping.
Oh, he would. Yeah, he would. He would initiate it, but I would go.
Why do you say he would?
'Cause he likes outdoors and likes hiking and log cabin kind of things.
Okay.
He lives on a lot of property.
Got it. To your knowledge, have there been any guns, hunting guns, gun hobbies in his past?
His grandfather, yes.
His grandfather what?
Was a hunter.
Okay. Because the show is limited in time and we're trying to answer your question as to the durability of the relationship and the length of the relationship.
Which all these strange validations are serving to provide an answer for.
Yeah, this is how we investigate, at least on this show. This is how
these
psychics. But what we're telling you is that if 10 was going to be the biggest relationship you've ever had with him, you're about a 6.5 to a 7. Well above 50-50. What needs to be examined is what is the full content that takes it up to there and what's going on with the part that's missing. That would determine a longer reading, But for the purpose of these 5 minute, these are 5 minute readings on the radio. What this suggests is that there's a green light, but just because there's a green light, that means you can go forward, but it doesn't always mean you won't get into a crash. So it's a proceed with caution. we both said it. And it's worthy of a deeper
discussion. Yeah.
It's worthy of a deeper reading if you're ever inclined to, or you can call
she's
back.
Talked to you off the air. Anyway,
Okay, yeah. Okay. Either one. Or you can piece together, you know, these 5 minute readings and try to figure out how to make it work. You know, either one is fine for us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Kim, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Okay, so we have several callers now in the queue. 501 and 401, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 631 is next, and if these 501 and 401 don't press 1, then we're going to continue with our topic after 631 area code. And 631, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
My name's Nicole. I have a question. My name's Nicole.
Okay, Nicole.
I'm having difficulty getting all the way over, I guess. I'm not sure if it's mostly mentally or emotionally over a relationship that I ended.
All right.
And I feel like most of it is because we do have two children together. One is one, the other one is 5 months, and I feel like that has something to do with it, but... I feel drawn to him for some reason. I don't know why. I feel like it's really crazy. I feel like I know that I should not be with him, but for some reason, I just feel like I'm not sure what it is that I do want to be with him, but I can't. You know, it's just really kind of perplexing to me, the whole situation.
Yeah. Nicole, what is your birth date?
9/30/82.
And what is his birth date?
8/5/75.
She's 82.
8/5/75. 13/23.
He's a
8/5/75.
He's a 35/8.
Yeah.
35/8.
And I
wrote down an 8 and a 3.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, there's both of those numbers are their birth dates, and his master number is 8. Well, let's see, how old is it? And you are how old, Nicole?
35.
And he is, gosh, he's.
She's his karmic age.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, why did what caused the break of the relationship? I mean, you had kids with him, but. Obviously, pretty recently, too.
Yes, we've been separated for about a year and a half now. Well, pretty much about a year. I mean, it just seems like so much longer. But the reason why I ended it is just because his ego is so huge. He is very, very immature. I feel like he knows who he should be as I see him, the person. I guess that's why I want to be with him, because I feel underneath he is this, you know, amazing person, but I have to pay attention to what he is now, which is kind of just, you know, a not good person. But, you know, it's just unfortunate. I feel that, you know, he allows his ego to, you know, have him think that he's this great person, really, but he just uses people kind of, and it's sad, really. Like, I didn't want to end the relationship, but I was giving so much of myself, my resources, and I wasn't getting anything in return. So I had to end it. But I didn't necessarily want to. And not just because the kids, but for me,
has
too.
Has he changed at all? And it sounds like you broke up, like, right after you got pregnant with your second child. Because you said about a year
and a crazy thing. I didn't even know I was pregnant. With my son, I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? It's either now or never. Just go. And I did. And then a couple of months later, I found out that I was pregnant. And I felt like the reason why I left is because maybe if I found out that I was pregnant again while I was with him, I would have never left. And that probably wouldn't have been a good thing. So, you know, I left, and you know, I told him through the whole second pregnancy that, yeah, this is still done. You know, I feel like, you know, it's just words with you. Everything is words. I'm going to try. I'm going to do. But and he doesn't put his 100%. It's just, you know, I give 1,000%, but he gives like, you know, 50, and it's like, I'm trying. And, you know, it's not good enough.
Yeah. I see why it broke down. So he's an 8. I wrote down an 8 and a 3, and they're together an 8. 8 and 4 is
okay.
A 3. 12, 3.
She's a 5.
Did I add that up wrong? 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes, I added it up wrong. Okay, so that, never mind. But 3 is in her day, 30. So that's where that's coming from. So they're actually a four together, a 13, 4, which is actually his karmic side. So it's a karmic relationship. And with 8s, a lot of times, go ahead.
You know, here's your problem, Nicole. Now, put your brain into code mode, okay? Mm-hmm. Your master number is 5 and his is 8. So his is 8 and yours is 5. That's his day and month. That's also his first and last numbers again. Now, not only that, but you have an 8 in your year and he has a 5 in his year. There's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a 7 in his year and you have a 2, which is a 9, which is your month, which means essentially, you see how these numbers are repeating. This is a code that you have had probably 2 past lives with him, each of which has manifested into the 2 children. The 2 children actually represent each lifetime you've had with him. But the problem is that's why you're having these children with him and why you're in this, because the past life had complications in it that weren't worked out. So by the time those 2 past lives were over, and I think they were not in 1 lifetime, but in 2, there was situations going on. So you had to come back. You had to repeat the energy, which is a repetition of life experiences, but also mixed up with problems that are still existing that haven't been worked out. So what came along with the relationship coming back, what also brought with it was the problems. And one is about, his ego and his power and not being, but that comes from insecurity because he's got an insecure issue about not being the main center stage. So he loses his identity.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what happens, what do you do with something like this? Oh, the person goes to therapy. They start to work out, you know, they start to understand and realize why they act the way they do. And if they have a good therapist, they, you know, the light dawns on them and they change, maybe. Otherwise, life knocks them back and forth, life itself, and they change. Something happens and they change because of life. And then sometimes they just miraculously change because their soul finds an answer in some respect. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem. The intensity of the karmas, you know, said, well, you're going to have to meet again and have kids. So it's really intense. You have this problem. I would suggest that it's probably impossible, but he needs therapy. He needs he needs coaching.
Would he go
something.
To therapy?
Nicole? I think he's open to it. And the thing about it is I'm naturally like a therapist. Everything that he just said, that's why it was so amazing. I told him, but I think my approach is too strong for him. Like he gets,
it's going to be difficult for someone who's in a relationship with someone to be the therapist the couple.
Right.
You can't do that. You know, he's probably not going to be receptive to that if he has power issues.
One point I forgot to mention, which I was going to, I was trying to remind myself to bring it up, but I didn't, but honest, I was thinking it. When you first started talking in this reading this morning, I felt you were a past life therapist.
Mm.
I felt it. Mm. So you came back without being a literal therapist, but with the cosmic knowledge of where you've been, No, I'll say one thing. There's something to do with him and his grandparents. I don't know what it is yet, a grandmother, a grandfather, that might get the door unlocked. So if you could get him to talk about his grandparent, and hopefully something attaches to his memory.
He is close to his grandmother. Like, if anything, he has a real it's kind of crazy, his family life, but what the person that he does feel most connected to is his grandmother. He does talk about her, you know, a lot,
okay.
And she's, you know, been there for him.
Okay, so if I were you, I would, in therapy mode, whenever you have an opportunity for him to talk about her, let him talk.
Okay.
Let him talk for 45 minutes, let him talk for a half hour. Let him talk. Something in there might help him work something out.
Okay.
I don't know what it is yet. Maybe he'll discover it while he's talking. But that would be the key in the lock to at least unlock the door, if not open it.
And he's going to be 43.
We haven't spoke in 2 months. So is that something that, you know, I should, try to, you know, pursue
you would have to reach out to him?
Right.
You might have, Kristen's right. You might have to reach out to him. Maybe our readings today might, the energy might, you know, shift gears a little bit, the angels, the guides, whatever. You know, I mean, if your intent is to try to establish a better relationship with them and maybe even a sound relationship with them, then this would be the route to go. You might want to initiate something, but you see, you can't be judgmental. This would be the therapist with just an open ear that nods a lot.
Right.
Yes, I see.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
And then ask more questions to entice more conversation without judgment. No editorializing.
Right.
You just encourage him to speak, and that means that he's going to want to be around you because you're a great ear. You're listening to him, and I think in the long run he may pay you back by being kinder. That's what I would use as a psychological maneuver. With some psychic insight into maybe helping you out.
Okay, I'll definitely do that because I do feel like he just, you know, it's unfortunate that he hasn't come into his full self yet, and it's a good person, and, you know, maybe he just, you know, I just know that we're supposed to, I'm not sure if romantically or whatever, I would like it to be, you know, especially since we have children, but, you know, hopefully it'll work
like
out that way.
Potential here. And he's going through a change. He's not, his karmic number's not divisible, but in August, he's going to be 43, which is 8 years beyond the age of 35. So that's a,
all this is true. And in psychological terms, he's suffering from a drowning of his identity. So he's, you know, when you're drowning, you scream, you're not worried about anybody else. You're just worried about yelling. And that's what he's doing. There's an identity crisis he has that no one's fixed yet.
Okay, Nicole, we'll keep in touch with us. We have to move on to other callers.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Hopefully
I appreciate
helps.
It. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. And Nicole can follow us on Facebook and here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Area code 501 is next. Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
my name is Lamorla Smith,
Lamorla.
And I think last time I spoke to you all, I think I'm a 31-4.
Yeah, I think you are. I think I remember that, Lamorla, but I don't have your birth date handy, so could you remind us?
It's 8/23/71.
Okay, and what's going on today, 13?
Look, I'm following suit from the other two. So, I feel like I have a lot of changes going on, a lot of shifts at this stage and age. Like romantic, financially, just a lot of positive shifts. But I got someone that's a blast from the past, somebody I used to date a long time ago, that's come back on, and it seems to be pretty positive, but I have some sketchiness in the back of my head. But I just want to see if there's anything that's relevant. His date of birth is 6/2/71.
You know what's funny is that everybody seems to be talking about past relationships today, every caller.
Isn't that funny? A blast from the past. That's what our girl.
Yeah, it's funny. It's today's
thing. Yeah, I like
thing.
That blast from the past. yeah, you know, and it's deeply said because usually if it's
another
a blast
eight.
From the past, it's a blast from the past life.
He's
as
an
well.
Eight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so another eight.
Eight and four.
A lot of... Eight and four.
Yeah. See, and his two first two numbers add up to eight, and
right.
that's your month.
And then they both have twos and birthdays, and they're both
year.
The same year,
oh,
obviously.
This is pretty intense.
8-1. Yeah, 8-1. Go ahead.
Do you want to say something?
No. That? I was just looking at her first and last is 8-1. His first two numbers add up to eight, and his last is one. So there's a lot of... stuff going on in the number system.
Yeah, together they're a 12 or 3.
3, yeah, which is her fire number.
In your situation, Lamora, I want to go to just briefly to a certain topic, and I want to see if there's any symbolism behind it. And and the topic might seem a little silly and maybe a little bit cliched, but the topic has to do with cupcakes. Now, I don't know. Was there a grandmother who made cupcakes? Did somebody cross over and they had a cupcake recipe? Is there anything about cupcakes? A lot of people, they have stores
so
that just
funny,
sell cupcakes.
It's so funny, him and I were just talking about this morning. Actually, both of us have aunts that have, his aunt has a bakery, but my aunt just does it from home. And we were just talking this morning about how good their cupcakes are, their cakes are, just everything they make. That's funny.
Okay, so there you have it.
You know, because
both of
you
both have an aunt that are bakers.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, in the psychic world, psychics, we get these impressions. We don't always know why they're coming, so we need the human being to validate it. And,
right.
So this was a clear validation, you know, and it's so obscure.
Okay.
You know. So what that means, to me, in my estimation, you have two things going. One, that there is somebody on the other side, a soul, that is, I guess, rooting for this relationship. They want to see it.
Wow. I wonder if it's his mother, because both of our mothers are deceased.
It's a female.
I wonder if it's his mother. Because I actually had a voice in my head the last time we parted, and I heard a voice in my head, please be patient with my son.
What did you hear? Did you hear what she said?
I heard a voice. And that was the last time I kicked him to the curb. Just like, this ain't gonna work.
But what
heard,
did the voice say? I missed that.
Please be patient with my son.
Oh, please be patient with my son. So.
Yeah,
I never told him that either. Yeah.
Probably
right.
His mother. So what the soul did, the soul threw at me the image of cupcakes to validate the conversation you had with him this morning or whenever.
Right.
And so it means that ultimately you have the conclusion of your life on this planet is supposed to be with him. That's what's supposed to happen. You know, maybe this karma that can get in the way. Maybe personalities won't advance far enough. That might get in the way.
But
for you to call this show, what we're telling you is that the relationship is supposed to happen. So it's a thumbs up. The blast from the past is now the explosion in the present.
All right. Go ahead,
so when
explosion.
When were you together before? Just
it was, we tried this maybe 2 years ago.
2 years
ago?
Yeah,
I think it was a big communication barrier. He just wasn't ready to open up. He was just like a tough onion to crack, and I was like, I ain't got time for this.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like.
But now he's wide open. Yeah, now he's wide open. We've been hiding heavy and planning a lot of things together. Both of our kids are grown. Both of us are divorced.
You know, have fun with him.
Okay.
If you're not laughing, something's wrong. Have a lot of fun with him.
Yeah.
Get him to just be seduced by a good time with you. Don't get too heavy with him. You know, I don't want to, negate serious topics or good communication.
Sure.
But I think right now what you both need is good nurturing fun.
Right.
And you know, that's going to build relationships. You know, when kids are in school, teachers are well aware that on the playground, bonds are met, and playground is also a way of learning. So there's a lot of playground and information. And the only other thing that I'm getting, and I don't know where it may be coming from, is Colorado. I don't know, something about Colorado. I don't know what it is yet.
I'm not sure about Colorado, but he did live in Minnesota for a long time, and he was talking about how he couldn't handle the cold up there.
Well,
and his father, his father lives in Minnesota.
Hmm.
Okay, Minnesota's fine in terms of, you know, that wasn't the validation for Minnesota.
Yeah, it's not Colorado. But
let's see if anything comes up with Colorado.
We've been talking about taking a trip together.
Maybe
well,
that's where you might
be
going.
Maybe you could mention it to him. He'll go, oh, that's great, or he'll say, oh, never. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Bring it up, then. Just bring it up.
Yeah, he just mentioned that this morning. He said, we need to take a trip together. I thought, okay.
Well, then the trip is the theme, and Colorado may be a code word. I don't know. We don't know yet.
The cupcakes are in line with the whole levity idea, too, because that's like a festive. I mean, normally cupcakes are eaten for a festive occasion.
Tell
him
you
want
to go to Colorado and buy a cupcake.
See what he says. Yeah. So do you see any marriage in there, possibly?
Possibly. Possibly. Okay. Your master numbers together become a 3, which is your fire number and your birth date. The 4 is divisible. 8 is divisible by 4. There's a possibility.
Right, and it becomes the 2.
How old are you right now, Lamora?
Which is his fire number.
I'm 46, and both are
eight
same
divisible,
age. Yeah.
8 divisible by 4 is his fire number, 2.
Yeah.
Plus, it's, you know, an energy of union, 2.
Yeah. I would say it's in the elements that are composing all of this, all the molecules, all the energies are for it. The mother on the other side is for it. Is it possible? The answer is yes. Will it happen?
Okay.
The only other thing that I would say that might stop it from happening or something to do with somebody's foot, a bad problem in the foot, pain
now,
in the foot.
Now, you know what? He has gout.
Oh.
Oh.
So that's a caution.
Yeah.
The gout.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, his gout is not going to stop the relationship, literally.
No. But you see, it's a validation.
He has gout and he cannot get married.
Yes,
but no,
yes.
It's a.
Well, it has to do with the first chakra. The gout would be first chakra linking down to the foot.
Feet.
If I'm picking up a problem with a foot,
there may be
and you say gout, that's foot. And and so there's something going on in the karmic element of the first chakra that would have to be dissected by a good psychic, you know,
and
figure it out.
Yeah. And they are 46, which is a 10, 1, which kind of ties back to the foundation.
But it's interesting, Lamorla, that there's a lot of energy going on to confirm a relationship that could lead to marriage.
Got it.
Okay, Lamorla. Well, wish you luck.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, 401 is on the air. Hello. Are you there? Can you hear us? I guess
silence.
Not. The sound of silence. Okay.
It's either Simon or Garfunkel. Maybe
okay.
Both of them.
All right. So we're out of callers for the moment.
We're out of callers for the moment.
For the moment.
Okay.
We've got
about 20 minutes.
Yes. You've learned to look around the computer and figure
out
how much time we have left.
Big accomplishment. I realize that there's a time thing on the computer. I never knew there was a time thing. Now I can look and see what time.
Six years we've been doing the show, and you just figured out there's a time stamp on the radio.
Well, it took me 4 years just to figure out how to get the open up the lid on it. Took me about 2 months to figure that one out. Psychic development, psychic and intuition. We can keep using these analogies. Being an intuitive is like standing.
Being an intuitive
would be like standing on a mountain ridge and looking at a vast valley. and you can look at the valley and you can get a feeling and you can say certain things about it. Being a psychic would be to venture down into the valley and to start studying the plants and the animals and in fine detail. They both have their qualities, you know. I mean,
they're
see things on a vast plane is still a gift. Being an intuitive is still a gift to feel something. So an intuitive can stand on that mountaintop and go, well, I see mountain ridges and I see shadows and clouds overhead and, you know, and I get a sense that there might be things down there, like maybe a river or something. I think I see one over there. I have a feeling that it, but then a psychic goes down and says, yes, there's a river right here. This is the name of the river. I found four frogs right here by the riverbank. They're more detailed. They get into the detail. So, you know, even in the last reading we did, right? I said, well, foot, something with the foot. That was
pain
intuitive.
Pain in the foot, actually, is what you said.
Pain in the foot. So that
problem
was intuitive.
With the foot, pain with the foot.
But if I came out and said, so that was strongly intuitive. Strongly intuitive. And that's good. But if I said, that's good.
I'm giving myself
a pat on my back. But now comes the criticism. I didn't say gout.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, however, I think that you've well proven the track record of being able to, you know, pinpoint specifics about people.
Sure.
So, you know, that strong intuition still has its validity and merit. And, you know, intuition,
you know,
I mean, there are grades of intuition as well. You know, some people might say, you know, I'm sensing something is amiss in your life. Whereas another intuitive who's strongly intuitive says, I feel like there's something going on in the family structure, perhaps something with your son, short of identifying the problem, which is still not psychic, but it's highly intuitive. So, I mean,
yeah,
I would say that your degree of intuition on that specific hit that you got was pretty refined anyway.
Yeah, that's when we're defining intuition as opposed to being psychic, they both kind of get you to the same place. I remember I was years ago, back in the 70s, our car I was driving was like broke down, something happened, it overheated, and I felt 3 miles away was a gas station, but there was desolation. 3 miles away was a gas station. I said, we got to walk 3 miles. Don't worry. There's going to be a gas station there. Now the person with me said, well, what kind of gas? Is it an Exxon? Is it a Mobil gas? What is it? I wouldn't have known. I just said, it's a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name. Walked 3 miles. There was a gas station. Now that intuition kind of saved us in a way, in a small way, because the intuition got us to the gas station, which I saw. I didn't know the name of it, but who cares? Sometimes you care. I was doing a reading once and somebody wanted the name of somebody who was potentially a murderer. And I gave a description of the person and they said, wow, you got the description down almost pat. Do you have a name? And I thought and thought, and then I said this name and the person said, oh my God, that's the person's name. Now, the intuition alone, the description was very great. Getting the name was very psychic. So you can, sometimes you and even
it's a marriage of the two.
Yeah, to kind of work with the two and intermingle them. It's a nice dance. It's fun. And it's also beneficial.
I started laughing because what you said about the gas station reminded me of the story you told me about a hair cutter.
Oh.
Can you do this in like 2 minutes,
oh,
Neil?
Oh, well, why don't we take the caller and then
yeah,
we have time.
Because I have something to say after as well. So I want to make sure we have time for everything today. 520.
Oh, you better not take me. I'm driving and I'm going through some mountains and I'm going to lose.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm listening to your show.
I'm sorry?
I'm listening to your show.
You're listening.
I'm listening.
Okay, that's fine. She's listening. So she doesn't want a reading. She didn't have her hand raised anyway, but I thought perhaps she had forgotten.
Oh,
so,
you mean about the haircut I got?
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is a great story.
I made the mistake of having a friend of mine give me a haircut. And by the time she was done with my haircut, because I want to save money.
mistake.
You know, I didn't look like Jack Benny, but I was acting like him. By the time she was done my haircut, I looked like a porcupine. And back when I was 17, I was so irritated with her.
Was it 17?
17, 18, yeah. 16, 17. Yeah,
about really?
17, yeah.
I didn't know it was
17,
that long ago. Okay.
17.
I thought it was later.
17 years old. I was so irritated with her that I said, you're coming with me and we're going to go to my regular barber and I'm dragging you with me. And that's it. That's you're coming with me. That's your punishment for giving me this lousy haircut. Well, we got to the barbershop, and it was closed. And the person, the store next to the barbershop said, you know, I don't know where the guy lives. I don't know. He lives somewhere along the ocean. I don't know where. Well, from there, I paused, and I was with this person, and she said, what are you doing? Let's just go home. Forget about it. And I said, no, we're going to his house. And I'm going to get a haircut and make it right. And she was so irritated, but she felt guilty. So I sat and pondered and pondered, and I started driving the car. And I suddenly stopped the car and got out. And I said, get out of the car. So she got out of the car, and I started walking down the sidewalk. And I said, and I looked, saw an apartment building with stairs going up to where you couldn't even see anything. It was just a flight of stairs. And I said, he lives up there on the top floor. And this was like a needle out of a haystack. I just stopped the car along a long boulevard. And we walked up to the steps. I knocked on the door, and a woman answered, and I said, where is so-and-so? I need a haircut. And she dropped her mouth and said, How in the hell did you know he lives here? And the woman that gave me the haircut's mouth dropped open, and she said, my God, how in the hell did you find
place? Wasn't he staying with her, too? It was actually
yeah.
her place? So
was
he wasn't
place.
Actually...
It wasn't even his place.
Right. So...
And this is a true story. Now, maybe my anger got me so intense that I just was so determined to turn on a psychic button. And I was, you know, lucky, but it was psychic and accurate. But that's the difference. You know, the intuitive quality turning into something psychic is a remarkable transition, because then you get details. It can happen in your, you know, if you're a psychic, you can do it for yourself. If you're lucky, if you develop it that way, that's a whole different angle of energy as opposed to being psychic for others. If you can do both, it's a wonderful thing.
Okay, so let's take a call, Neil. I'm sorry to, but we got that story in. It's a good story. 707 area code, rather.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, who's this?
Valerie.
Oh, hey, Valerie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
Fine,
good. Can you remind us of your birthday, please?
5/25/54.
54. Okay.
50 or 60?
5/4?
5/4. Uh-huh.
Okay. And Valerie, 12/22/31/4. What's going on? Last time, I think, were we talking about a relationship coming in? You were saying, I think our last call was about a relationship that you were saying had not manifested for you yet.
But I'm on to something else now.
Okay.
I want to see if I should be working or not. I've got my resumes out there, but I'm very particular as to what I want, and it seems like it's hard to find.
Okay, well, yeah, it's going to be tough in the job search, quest to find a job for sure. What kind of work do you do?
I'm in the medical field.
Medical
I'm a specialty and. Mm-hmm.
Are you practitioner or administration?
Oh, hands-on.
Hands-on, meaning you treat patients. Are you a nurse or a doctor?
No, I'm in a specialized field. I don't want to say the name, though.
Okay. All right, but you do hands-on whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Valerie, we got to take a detour. I got to take a detour. We got to get right now with the topic being in the medical field, which is what we're focusing on, but I got to take a detour for a minute. Because when you were talking, I was suddenly in this department store, like, what state does she live
in? She lives in California.
California, you know, you have the Broadway, the May Company.
Macy's probably up where she is.
I was in this department
store.
Sure. And I felt like I was following you to the book section where they would, you know, sometimes big department stores would have a little book department. And you're old enough to remember this. So with your profession, your immediate profession in mind, let me ask another question. As a child, did you go to department stores? Were you interested in books and learning?
Yes.
And do you remember the Broadway, the May Company, stores like that?
I think so.
She probably, are you from Northern California, like, all your life?
Yeah.
Emporium, probably, Macy's.
Right.
Nordstrom
okay.
is up, that's what's
were
up
you,
there.
When you were 10 or 11, did you like science books or, you know, would you read nonfiction books with the science, biology, the human body? Were you?
Yes.
Did you start then?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yes.
We're running pretty good here. We got a pretty good race going. I want to ask you something else. Is there anyone in your family or in your background that was ever interested in horses or horse racing? Anything like that ever in your life that you could remember?
I have a niece that's around horses.
Okay, you have a niece that's around horses. You mean she lives with horses, she has a horse, what?
Well, she rides occasionally.
She rides occasionally.
Okay, so in this medical field, would your interaction, of course, be for the betterment of a person's psyche, making them feel better, that there's something about your touch, your energy, that they would benefit from?
I don't know how to answer that.
Well,
I mean, you're in the mode of healing in your, is it, well, I mean, maybe.
Medical field.
I mean, she could
on.
Be doing phlebotomy.
I mean,
we don't know what
we don't
she's
know.
Doing. I mean.
You know, the reason I'm asking is because what you have that's somewhat unique is you have a series of fives in your birth date. There's three of them, which is 15 equals 6, which means something to do with the third eye as well. So there's something to do with the third eye, which is that intuitive sense of energy in terms of some medical people are very intuitive. And even though they may not profess to indulge in anything metaphysical or, you know, that isn't legitimate Western medicine, they have a certain sense. It's the doctor that can read the heartbeat. That has a sense. They're good interpreters. They analyze in such a way that it's almost uniquely, almost psychic.
I do.
Am I hitting the bell here?
Yes, I do that in my job, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So hard to hear her, so you can speak up, Valerie.
What I'm determining is that you might have to get through April, and you're coming up to a birthday soon, but somewhere between April and May, you're asking for a job, you're going to get a job. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Okay.
So it's kind of a rough conclusion. Do you live anywhere near water, or where is the nearest body of water?
Yes. Yes, I'm not far from San Francisco area.
And Golden Gate Fields is a racetrack around here, too.
Oh,
so the horse,
yeah,
I wouldn't
know these things.
Is that pretty close
right,
to you?
Right, not far from there. Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Well, then you
see,
horses. On this, this reading, we're looking at a map. It's an energy field of looking at your map. And on the map, we're determining, you know, you can look at a map and see where things are, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can, you know, you see there's a store, there's a building, maybe there's a street, but that doesn't necessarily mean you know who lives on it. Or what's going to be in the store, we're getting a mixture of looking at a map with details, some form of details. So from there, we just have to, who's born, anybody born in the family in September?
No.
Does September mean anything to you? Well, 9 months, that's 9 months. Any pregnancies, any abortions, anything to, you don't have to share anything like that, but I'm trying to get to the element of the ninth month.
Her 5-4 is a nine.
There may be a baby being born in the ninth month.
There may be a baby being born in the ninth month, she said. Someone else's baby, obviously.
Somebody else's?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
No, I think she's probably
you're not. You're not. Your name isn't Mary, is it?
No.
So that person, would that person ever benefit from your talents or your profession on any level?
Possibly.
Okay. We think it's a short reading, and we have to kind of close on it. But this is a good attempt to validate you're getting a job very, very, very soon. We can't go into further detail. It's only 5-minute readings.
Yeah, that's fine.
But okay, Valerie, good luck. I'm sorry?
I know. I was going to say the area that you're speaking of, I know very well, and there are a lot of possibilities in that area.
Okay.
Then go there, and it's within 40-minute drive, not too bad. So go there.
Yeah, and let us know.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. We have about 5 minutes left in the show.
Oh.
So where were we?
We were talking about the conversation between being intuitive and being psychic, which is just a psychic. Is just it's born out of being intuitive.
Right. Right.
And I want, you know, you're in a very highly intuitive sense right now. Sometimes I'm noticing you've been getting some psychic hits, which I'm impressed with, because I'm watching you, you know, being my wife, I'm watching you move deeper into the element of psychic energy. So I get to see you every day and watch it grow, you know, with or without my participation. I'm watching it.
Well, I mean, obviously your participation is, it's a deep participation. I wouldn't have come this far in my development had it not been for you.
Yeah.
Even though I did work on psychic energy prior to meeting you, it was really through the wrong channel, but go ahead.
But still, your energy is part of what you own. So what has it been like? What have you noticed? I'm asking you, you don't usually ask you this. What have you noticed between the difference between being intuitive and psychic so far?
Well, in terms of that, and obviously we were trying to discuss this on Wednesday, but so my brain was somehow taken from me. So it's been replaced. Now I can be a little bit more.
Well, Frankenstein, let me ask you this.
So anyway, I have headaches. So I was not in a great place to talk, but today I'm a little bit more clear-headed than I was.
Okay.
So in terms of the difference between intuition and psychic energy, well, one, my intuition is much more precise than it was before. So it's not just generalized. The intuition is more refined. But in terms of psychic information, sometimes information comes in a way that's totally different from the intuitive hits that I get. So I would say that the psychic hits that I received are just, they are not accompanied by any type of physical sensation at all. It's just sheerly out of nowhere that I'm pulling the information. So it's, you know, I think the holistic approach to psychic development is very important for those that are listening and that are thinking about developing their psychic ability. Not only doing exercises with third eye, but balancing the life. I mean, there's so many different elements, learning about numerology, about different metaphysical categories that, you know, researching symbols. If you're seeing things with your third eye, start to do research on what you're seeing, what that might mean, how that might link you to past lives. Go ahead. You're
right.
Going to say something.
No, I'm listening. I think that's all valid. I think the resources and the richness of discovering the content of each one of the chakra systems in the body has a very beneficial placement in developing psychic skills. We tend to think, oh, the third eye.
The
third eye is very important.
Well, that's why I said the holistic approach. So you have to make sure that all the chakras are functioning healthily.
Right, and they're all aligned.
Right.
And that each chakra has something to tell you. Because for instance, of course, the third eye can visit each chakra. The third eye can visit your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chakra and receive content from it. And then think of it as a bee going to each flower and then bringing back the pollen and converting that to honey. What the sixth chakra does is it's like a bee. The third eye leaves, visits each chakra, gathers the pollen, the information that's going on in each chakra, past, present, even future, brings it back to its hive, the sixth chakra itself, and converts it to information, converts it to honey. If you think of that metaphor and you use it as an exercise, along with breathing and learning how to release yourself from the sixth chakra so you can even visit your other chakras, you're going to find yourself becoming much more intuitive.
Right. So going within, but also going without. I mean,
yeah.
You were not only going within the chakra systems to get information, it's also going outside of ourselves to get information. So it's
outside.
Multifaceted.
Well, it's outside, but
yet
it's
internal.
Still intra-energy.
Right.
It's intra-travel in terms of inter-travel. So intra-travel energy can still amount to the sixth chakra leaving but staying within the body and moving to other chakra systems within the chakra alignment of the body itself.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to leave the body to do this one.
Right. But that can lead to, you know, as the person becomes more psychic, more areas of application of psychic abilities will be accessible. So.
Right. Yeah.
Everything increases.
Big tool chest, big medicine chest, and it all amounts to an elaboration of information that become hopefully in one's life becomes divine. And it all leads, of course, to the essence of God.
Right. And everybody's going to be at a different, in terms of a destiny level, you know, I had to fix a destiny contingent on certain things happening, but the destiny level of me coming into your life and us joining together and being on our journey in the world is, you know, that's our destiny. So everybody is going to have a different destiny, whether it's a fixed destiny or a creative destiny,
yeah,
in terms of how they are going to develop psychic ability on, you know, an individual
on
level.
That plane. And then once you reach your destiny, even if it's with another person, life becomes very exciting because you feel so strongly balanced and in tune that it's almost like you're hearing celestial music being played. So it's a nice energy, and whether you're single or whether you're with somebody, whether you're in a group of people, the singularity of psychic energy can also become a community project.
It
can be very fascinating.
And it doesn't have to be someone's whole life. I mean, it can be a side pursuit for people because everybody has to, you know, survive in the world. So how it reveals itself to each person will be
a side
uniquely
pursuit
individual.
That's intact within the psyche, though. It has to cohabitate with the essence of the whole mind, body, and spirit.
Yes, and I also want to add something because we're still recording here, so we're not, you know, cut off the air. People who are listening on the air don't get to listen, but they'll be able to hear this in the archives. I think it's important also to be very realistic and you know, self-evaluative. If you're on this path, be sober in terms of what information you're getting, what is real. I'm very pragmatic. I mean, I tend to take less credit than more credit with myself, and I'm self-critical. And I think it's important to not delude oneself into thinking that information yeah. that they're getting as psychic, because it happens a lot. You know, there are many people with psychic abilities that are out there doing readings, so on and so forth, but there's overconfidence. So then that essentially dilutes what's there and then leads yeah. to misinformation, yeah. unfortunately.
The ego is very functional, and we will always have an ego, but in terms of being a good psychic, the ego can also confound the pure vision, because the ego is getting in the way, and gets arrogance can get in there, and believing that everything you see is so accurate and you're so
or believing
powerful.
That you're hearing spirits or whatever it may be
yeah.
talk to you. Spirit just said this. Well, when it's the mind, you know,
it could be the mind. So you got to be careful. Psychics and intuitives really need to check and make sure their egos are not getting in the way of their accuracy. And that's a constant attention to the self, because if you're going to be an intuitive and a psychic on a broader stage, you have a certain responsibility and a certain in-depth analysis of what you're listening to make sure it's just not coming out of your own delusional sense of self. It's got to come out from something extraordinarily outside of the ego. The ego has to be pushed aside. So that's very important, yes, and in terms of the journey, the intense journey between the intuitiveness and the psychicness of being a human being.
And lastly, I think I would say I'd advise people to keep a journal of their progress and
yeah.
what information they get that resonates and what information they get that doesn't, and how, you know, that
yeah,
progress
siphle out the is that,
yeah.
that the word siphle out the information between, you know, accuracy. I had to do that myself
and classifying it in terms of, you know, what, you know, is it clairaudience, is it precognizance, or you know, is it intuition versus purely psychic information that's
right.
being received.
There's a pure classification system. Absolutely.
So it helps to, you know, organize the mind. Okay, we're back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to our callers and listeners. Bye.